What's up, Grace Girls? Welcome to the Allow Yourself Grace podcast, where we focus on helping Black women change their lives by discarding negative thoughts, pivoting in the right direction, and shifting their mindset through cultivating a trauma-free lifestyle. I'm your host, Courtney Kristen, educator, content creator, life coach, counselor, and mental health enthusiast living in Houston, Texas. I created the Allow Yourself Grace podcast because I wanted to create a space for Black women to share their thoughts, feelings, and stories that make them who they are without fear of judgment. Allow Yourself Grace provides emotional support and encouragement within the Grace Girls community for women in need of non-biased opinions from women other than family and friends. Personal development, self-care, career, faith are among many of the topics we will discuss on this platform. Allow Yourself Grace podcast is here to encourage Black women to live unapologetically and thrive in being authentically who they are and were designed to be, an entire vibe. No topics are off limits. We will cover it all. Now, grab a notebook, pen, sit back, and enjoy the show. What's up, what's up, what's up, Grace Girls? Welcome. All right, guys. So this is a new series that I'm going to be doing. I've been posting some reels on Instagram, and some of you guys have been wanting me to go a little bit more in detail. So these are going to be some of my shorter episodes. And so I'm just going to call this Conversations with Courtney. So I posted a quote the other day, and it said, "The life you want is on the other side of the shit you don't want to do." Y'all, when I say like that resonated with me so much, and I wanted to expound a little bit on that with you guys, with my Grace Girls, my supporters. I want you guys to know that it's not always going to be easy. The thing that I hear the most when I'm conversating with people and other women really is that I don't have time, or I don't feel like it, or, you know, I'm tired when I get home, I'm exhausted, or I'm running around with the kids, I have so much stuff that I'm doing. And some of you are literally in tears. Like, you're in tears because the thing that you want to do the most, you feel like you just haven't been doing because you're telling yourself you don't have time to do it. But this is the thing. You're gonna have to push through and make time. Like, stop telling yourself you don't have time. It's that you don't want to. You don't want to, because anything that we really want to do, we make time to do what we want to do, period. So when someone tells me, "Oh, I didn't make it because of this," or "I didn't," if you really wanted to be there, unless it was just a dire emergency, you would have been there. And if you really think about it, guys, we know it's true. If it's something that we really want to do, we make it happen. Especially for you mothers, like, if it's something that your kids need and they really want, you're gonna make it happen. And so I need you to save a little bit of energy for yourself, because what happens is your children grow up, they create their own lives, and you live a life of regret, feeling like, "I've never really lived up to my full potential because I've made sacrifices for everyone else." Make a sacrifice for yourself. The shit you want, the life you want to create, is on the other side of what you don't want to do. You don't want to do it because you don't feel like it. You're tired. You don't want to get uncomfortable. You don't want to go through a season of lack. To, when I say lack, that's sacrifice, because sometimes you're going to lack in certain areas because you're sacrificing to put that energy and that hard work towards something that's going to push you forward and propel you towards your passion. And so I need us to stop saying, "I don't want to do it." Because if you remember, like, back in the day when your mom asked you to do something, she was like, "What? You don't want to do it? You don't have a choice." Like, you don't have a choice. Like, so give yourself that same ultimatum. Like, "Man, I really don't have a choice, because what's going to happen if I don't do it?" Like, worry about what's going to happen if you don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, worry about that. Like, people sit on the outside and look in on successful people, and they feel like, "Man, they're so lucky. I hate that because it's like, no, they're making a sacrifice. They're doing shit, trust me, that they don't want to do. They're getting up. They're grinding. They're going when they don't want to go. They're saying no to parties because they can't go because they're working on their dreams. They are saying no to family events because they're working on their dreams. Like, this is the sacrifices that people don't want to make. That these are the things that you don't want to do. You don't want to not go to the mall because you're gonna stay home and try to study your craft. You don't want to not go to a family event because you don't want to miss out. Like, those are the things that people don't see when it comes to someone being successful. And most successful people, they keep going and going and going because after one goal is achieved, it's time to go for something else. And yes, we have to enjoy the moments. We have to enjoy life. But at the same time, are you living the life that you want to live? And if not, then you're going to have to do some shit you don't want to do. And that's just period. It's not up for debate. It's not negotiating. And we're not, oh, well, but if I do this, I can still do this. No, you're going to have to give up something to get where you want to go. And that's just how it is. It's not going to come easy for you. And that's the thing. We want everything easy. We want everything fast. I talk about this all the time in my episodes, like living in a microwave society where you want instant gratification. You want instant success. But success is a journey. Life is a journey. Embrace it. Embrace it and do the shit. Like, do the shit that you don't want to do. I'm tired of you guys being comfortable. Because some of you, I see you, you're out, you're doing this and that. But then when I talk to you and get to the core of what's really going on with you, you're not really happy with your life. You're not where you want to be. But you're not willing to sacrifice that time. You're not willing to not get your hair done or not get your nails done to invest in something that's going to make you better. And then later on, you'll be able to get everything you want to get. But we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about the now. We want to talk about what's going to make me feel good now, how I look now, you know, what people think of me now. I need it now, 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 now. And God is like, no, you need to put in some more work and you need to get uncomfortable. And I have to tell myself that too, because once I'm done working for the day, I'm like, man, I just want to relax. But it's like, no, I can't, because I have goals. I have things that I'm trying to do. I have things that I'm trying to finish. And it's the audacity of us to think that we can control time. We don't have time. We don't have time. Time is not in our control. And we go through life so comfortable thinking that God is working on our time and that everything is on our time. And no, it's not. It's time for you to get uncomfortable. It's time for you to do the things you know you need to do to live the life you want to live. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of the Allow Yourself Grace podcast. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Well, guys, that concludes our episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Allow Yourself Grace podcast. For additional information about today's episode, please click the link in the show notes below. To learn more about our Grace Girls community and other resources we have to offer, head over to www.allowyourselfgrace.com. Until next time, Grace Girls, I love you all. Be blessed and continue to strive for success.